Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast. Simplecast makes podcasting easy, affordable, and downright friendly. Use the promo code CHICAGO to get 50% off your first 3 months. And now, back to the adventure. Hey, and welcome to Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice's first ever live episode.
Oh my god.
Ow, ow! Of course, you won't see the five-minute dance number that happens about halfway through. Just kidding.
I wish.
This is still going to be a very good audio experience that I highly, except for you'll know when to laugh now because everyone else will be laughing before have been confused listening to our podcast going, but when do I laugh?
We should get a live studio audience.
Yeah, they're great.
And it'll only be like five people because that's as many people as we can fit in here without it getting weird.
Can we just pre-record laughter and plug
yes,
in?
Yes, absolutely. I actually think we should just Mike Cameron and include only his laughter during the episode.
Scarcer than we
Cameron,
think.
Cameron, Mia, Cody.
Yeah. So this is us live at C2E2 recording a flashback one-shot to when the Meats and More still stood. Spoiler alert. If this is a jumping on point for you, if you went and saw this while you were at C2E2 listening to it again for good fun, I suggest you to listen to this again, have some fun, and then maybe go back and listen to our first episode, episode zero, the prologue, or maybe go to it's called A Journey So Far, the recap episode where we recap up you to the first season. Either way, we have several jumping on points for you if this is your first experience, but keep listening, because this one is real frogging good.
Real fun.
Real frogging good.
Yeah, and we had Molly, you will remember her as Phoebe, from the season zero in here as well. So the whole crew is back together, and it's been such a goddamn long
drunk?
Time. No, I'm not drunk at all.
Dr. Pepper.
It was very good, and it is all thanks to you guys that we were able to make that live show happen this
Thank
year.
Thank you. That was so
thanks,
much
guys.
Fun.
So honestly, rock.
So fun.
Enjoy the following one shot where everyone dies at the end.
Ooh.
Hee hee. New characters coming soon.
Yep.
What?
Perfect. First day. Welcome to Chai Town. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
I am Katie May. I will be your dungeon master storytelling for this fancy early evening. And we are Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome you to story time. Thanks. So, my four friends over here. As you all know, running a meat shop, perhaps a meat shop in a fantasy world where, say, there are tons of meats, it's not the easiest job in the world. Small businesses, they've always had it hard. But luckily for you guys, you've always persevered here at Griana's Meats and More because you have heart. They have heart. But who is they?
Me.
Here we go. So we have Griana Arande, the namesake of the Meats and More. She was born to a human and an orc, making her a half-orc ranger who wears a world's best boss badge and a bone in her hair. It's fine. Also, we have to legally say that Griana Arande bears no likeness to any Earthbound superstars. Just gonna get that out of the way real quick.
It was all original. An original thought.
Not even Ariana Grande.
No. Oh,
what? I didn't hear anything. Next we have Kai Abadite, the buff Earth Genasi, whose skin is half amethyst. She works as Griana's general manager, sort of up there in the meat shop. And when she's not working, she's either doing her burlesque side job, side gig. It's a grind.
I'm very talented.
And or she's raging out barbarian style, or talking to her pet ferret Cooper, who changes color at will. Then we have Zil Nair, the resident teen heartthrob. is a street magician, uses her street magic to lure in new customers, but she is a moody 19-year-old armed with sweatbands as her magic focus, and she's a little threatening to quit on a week-to-week basis. Finally, we do have Phoebe Valpip, and she is a very valuable member of the Meats and More, even though she does need a stool to reach the countertop. She is a gnome with stark white hair and a guarded past. Some people think it may have something to do with that magic orb that sits at her waist with an open eye. I think it might have something to do with the pact she made with a demon.
I don't know what you're talking about. Fake news.
But neither here nor there. Now, the four of you, you have been, business has been slow, and it's been a little unfortunate, a little hard on you guys. So it's just been weighing down on morale. There's this huge blowout. Zil, you did mop the freezer where the meats were kept, effectively turning it into an ice rink. And then Kai dropped a good 40 pounds of meat into the river on accident just last Tuesday, and is still and Grianna hasn't decided whether or not she's taking that of wages, but I'm not gonna start with that. But it's been a little contentious. But Grianna, you as the boss, the one who needs to step up, you've been sort of brainstorming how to bring your team back together again. And then it sort of hits you. There was one thing that your family did every couple of years to boost employee morale. And what was that?
The old family shack. How did I not think of this earlier?
Yes, the Aronde corporate retreat, as your parents called it. And you remember it being like very fun, lots of rope courses, family bonding, trust falls, lays after sharing deep secrets, a lot of corporate ethics stuff.
It was the last time that Frankie and I got along. We harmonized perfectly.
Yes. So you think, if that brought you and your brother together, maybe this could bring the four of you together.
Maybe we could find our harmony.
No. That was beautiful.
Oh, I thought you just breathed in to start singing,
I
was like, not already.
I did.
I foresaw that, and I tried to put a stop to it as soon as possible.
So the four of you set out to the local forest to try and find some of that. Grianna, you're sort of leading because you've been there before, so I'm going to need you to roll a survival check to see how well you get them there on time.
Oh, okay. So that would be a 16.
Oh, that's a good first roll.
Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so
glad.
I was honestly expecting it to be like a 2. So
yeah, me too.
So you do get them there relatively quickly. You remember the various markers that your parents had left for you and your grandparents before that, and you get there in time. After some searching, you find it, and it is a small stone hut. About five, no, it's very small. It's about 5 feet wide, with just a single door on it painted purple. And in right writing, really big, you see the family that works together stays together.
I remember this well, you guys.
Yeah, you have
is
a question.
Is this just like painted on there?
Yeah,
it's just painted. Is it just a shack with this painted on there?
Yeah, it's kind of like chipping off a little.
What? Is this where you grew up?
Grianna, did you paint that?
I did. It was one of my many tasks that we did, and I'm so excited. Maybe we can all make a new sign together. As like a family, work family, of course.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's been hard since the meat drought, so I know, you know.
That's what happened, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
You just called it the meat drop.
That's what happened, right?
So you're standing in front of this door. What's going on with the four of you?
Well, I take a really big deep breath in, and I smell that familiar oaky, rotting smell, and I get a big flashback to me and Frankie doing the course, humming along to our favorite tune, you know, the one,
yeah.
Been here all night.
No, you can't sing that. We're going to get arrested. I'm sorry we didn't cover that in the pre-show anymore. Talk.
And I turn around and I look at everyone and I say, like, you know, I have a really good feeling about this, you guys. Because, I mean, Kai, I hope to never see you burst into the shop dangling Phoebe by her leg ever again. And like,
that was all fun and games.
It was fun. I loved it.
We need to learn how to leave it at the door. You know, just leave it at the door. I'm sorry that she forgot to get the toilet paper that week, but it's...
She loves it. That's how we play.
That's how we, yeah.
That's, you gotta accept it.
Our apartment is our playroom, and what we do there is our business. And whether or not I hide the toilet paper for fun is between us.
Oh. I've had worse.
I didn't realize it was for fun. So anyways, I'm very excited, you guys. I hope that you enjoy it.
We're getting paid, right? Or is this?
Yeah, we're getting paid for this, right? Yeah.
I hope we're on the clock, because I miss my burlesque show for this shit.
I have to be in a small, small shack with Kai.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, you're just tall.
I'm fun.
What?
I'm a great time, Zill. We're going to have fun.
It's paid fun, yes, it's paid fun.
Paid fun, paid fun.
Okay. And with the promise of paid fun, sort of working your employees out, are you perhaps maybe going in, or are you just gonna hang out?
I think we should go in.
All right. So I need to know what order you guys are going in.
Okay.
Are you gonna roll to go in? Let's roll to go in.
I'll roll.
I don't know if there's like roll for
I
the
got
order.
A 2, so that probably means I go in first, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Well, I got a 17, so I think I just walk in.
Yeah, it looks like. All right. So, Zill, you walk in, and you enter, all of you sort of enter, and for a glimmer, there's this very friendly-looking thing. There's a bunch of signs. There's actually a very beautiful painting of the Aronde family on the far wall, and everything looks super approachable. You see, like, some trapezes hanging from this very, very tall ceiling. You know, just words about, like, bonding together, you know,
My mom loves block quotes. She loves them. She's
every mom
collector.
Does. There's actually just this. There's this corner called Family Meat Love, and you guys in it. Ooh. You document your guys' favorite cuts of meat.
You're embarrassing me.
And it's this very pristine thing. And Brianna, for you, it's so nostalgic. This is where your family solved all your conflicts, and it's this beautiful thing that starts to flicker. And then it flickers some more.
That's weird.
And you're wondering if there's like strobe lights or something. And then you see the visage begin to melt.
Oh.
And it starts dripping down to the floor. All of these things that you thought were real have turned into basic wisps of things that begin to drain into the floor. And what is left is a harsh, steel-looking room.
Kai, did you put Tanglefoot in the brownies that you packed for the trip out here?
Well, I did, but I don't think it's the Tanglefoot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
My parents' house doesn't do this.
This is... Well, okay, in our defense, this is the family shack. So
nice shack you got.
Elsewhere.
With a meat bonding corner, a regular family shack.
Everyone has that.
In this steel room, it's pretty large size, you know, maybe like, you know, 45 to 55 feet sort of cubic square. And then the ceiling descends up into blackness. You actually cannot see where the ceiling ends. But in the room is a stainless steel state-of-the-art kitchen. It's very sterile granite countertops, 3 pizza doesn't exist, 3 stone ovens, and then some stoves. And I don't know why I said stoves like it was cool. Yes, stoves exist, oh, yeah, ovens exist. Stoves? You have not unlocked pizza. Achievement not yet granted. Okay. You think I'm not going to make you earn pizza? So this very pristine kitchen lays before you, and then facing directly in front of you guys is 4 aprons, 2 larger in nature and 2 smaller in nature. And one says mom, one says dad,
One says Griana, and one says Frankie.
Dibs on dad.
No, damn it!
Okay. Yes.
No! Fine, I'll take mom.
Well, that means I get a tiny one.
You get your own, Griana!
I would like Griana's.
I don't want Frankie's.
Too bad.
Ew!
And so just as you're beginning to touch these aprons, you hear a very loud pop sound. And you hear a sound sort of behind you like a... My little kitchen nightmares.
Oh my god.
And you turn around, and Griana, you see a very familiar visage, and it is Pop Pop Rorden Gramsci.
Pop Pop, I haven't seen you since you lost the other half of you. What are you...
Do you know how terrible this is?
And I think I throw up just a little in my mouth.
I'm sorry, roll a constitution check to see if puking happens because you see the ghost of your Pop Pop. It's okay, so you puke on the ground because you see the ghost of your Pop Pop Rorden Gramsci.
Jesus, Rhea.
Real heroic start, guys.
I see her throw up and I throw up.
All right.
No! Well,
all right, so Kai and Phoebe, you're dealing with two puking friends and a ghost standing in front of you. And Rorden Gramsci usually looks very, like, disappointed. It's just by nature. And it worsens here as he watches two of you puke in his kitchen. And
can I try to use prestidigitation to clean it?
All right, you use prestidigitation, the puke is gone, but that doesn't mean the memories are gone. And... and he goes, fine fucking dining, more like a fine fucking mess. And he says, Griana, my favorite grandchild. How are you?
I am better than I was 2 seconds ago when I threw up. I'm so sorry. What are you doing here?
Yeah, so that's fun. That's a funny story. Now, your parents did take you here when you were a child under the guise of a corporate retreat.
Yes.
But they were using magic to sort of disguise it from you. This is a jail for a particularly horrific grease fire demon.
What?
Where did you bring us?
Now,
family's weird.
This is so weird.
It's been about 5 or 10 years since you've came. I frankly lost track of time in my own personal hell. But
sure.
The magic is worn off. There's barely enough magic to keep this grease fire demon restrained, let alone keep this jolly looking. And I'm worried it might be too late and that this grease fire demon may break free unless you act quickly.
What would happen if it broke free?
Just grease and fire. Ultimate destruction. Some may be worried about the grease and the fire, but I'm worried about the ultimate destruction. And I need now, normally a cooking ritual wouldn't be able to hold this demon at bay. But I think that if you compete 2v2 to create an ultimate dish with my magically imbued ingredients, you may be able to create something that could hold the grease fire demon at bay.
Well, Pop, I did bring my meat shop employees. This is the new crew.
Since the advertiser.
Yes, so we've got.
What's up?
I think we could help. I think we could. I get that. I think we can help. I think we can help.
I'm Let's glad do it. That you agreed, but also you would have been trapped here. If what? You had said no. Anyways.
What?
Now,
sorry.
I just gotta say, you do have to. You have to put your all into this because if this fails, if neither team creates a good dish, all of you will perish in the greasiest fire you can imagine.
This isn't how I expected to go. You know, like, I thought
maybe we would like get massages or something today.
Right. Well, I mean, we are gonna be greased up if we die.
Listen, I have.
Oh, I just died. You killed me by saying that.
I have.
You'll be paid.
Two mystery baskets, each with three mystery ingredients.
Oh no!
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
The time will start, and you will have 25 minutes to create one impeccable entree, two entrees, one for each team. Two of you making one impeccable entree. But since there's four of you, there will be two impeccable entrees. But one will be more impeccable than the other because there can only be one that wins. Are we clear? 25 minutes on the clock when you open your baskets, put your aprons on. Goodbye.
What if they're both impeccable?
And he disappears into thin air.
Oh, God.
Shit.
You start hearing a vague ticking sound in the distance as the timer has started. So it looks like Griana and Zil have teamed up, which has left the... All right, you guys seem happy about it anyways.
Hell yeah.
So, all right, so I'm going to need to know who's going to their baskets first.
We are.
All right, so team... Sorry, Zil and Griana, very quickly, I just need to know what your team name is for further reference.
Grilziana.
What?
Grilziana.
Sorry, is it just like Bear Grylls?
It's our names, but in a random amalgamation.
Grilziana. All right, I have no more time to be worried about this.
Thank God.
Kai and Phoebe, what's your team name?
Team Buff Boys.
Team Buff?
No!
I think we just won.
All right, I will accept one name change.
We are the
big
bad.
The big bad
boy
nation.
Sorry, big bad boy nation.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
Big bad boy nation. That's fine. That's fine. No changing.
Big bad.
All right, so big bad boy nation. Big bad boy nation. I've accepted this answer. You head over. You're going to your mystery basket. Please indulge me. And you open it. In it, you might want to know this, you find two beholder eyes. Two sets of giant goat balls.
Fuck!
And one creamy looking jar of owl bear fat.
Owl bear fat?
Yes, you did hear me correctly. Team Buff Boys, you open up your mystery basket. You find magic licorice.
Aww.
You find 40 fermented good berries. And Phoebe, I'm sure this is fine. You find some gnome meat.
What? What? Sorry, one more time? Nug meat?
You find gnome
meat. Wait,
whose meat is this?
Gnome meat?
Gnome meat, my meat. My people's meat. What?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I guess it's left over.
All right, so I'm going to need each team to roll one d20 to decide initiative for prep, cook, and plate phase. So
I have only rainbow gay dice.
Okay, then do that.
Make sure you use the real gay dice. The power of the gays?
19.
It's only a 10. It's all right, 10. So buff boys, the power of the buff boy.
Yeah.
You guys, how's this brainstorming for your meal going?
Well, so I'm still in shell shock over no meat, but I also like to win.
It's going to be a very sweet dish.
We're going to smash the berries, and then
it's going to be a nice, I'm thinking maybe mash the berries, kind of marinate the goat meat in them.
No meat. No meat.
Did I say goat?
Yeah. I wish it was goat meat.
Yes.
It's fine, I guess.
And then maybe like, I don't know, maybe like put it on the licorice so it's like a skewer, but like a kebab.
Okay.
Does that work?
I like that.
Like a licorice, no meat kebab.
I like it. I want it. I need it.
Sweet.
Okay.
You need your own meat.
I need my own meat.
And then Buff Boys, how's the brainstorming heading over here?
Great.
Sorry. Big Bad Boy Nation, how's the brainstorming going?
Grilziana.
So when I think giant goat balls, I don't necessarily think, yummy.
No.
But I think we can make it work.
We can make it delicious.
How about we like somehow fry the goat balls in the bear fat and then we use the eyes as a sauce?
I think we're going to squeeze the eye as a sauce and then we're going to saute saute the giant goat balls with some aloe bear fat.
And the aloe bear fat, get some extra spices from a cabinet.
I would like to see the pantry.
Yes, can we go to the pantry? So you are the first team to request to go to the pantry. Yes. In there you find 4 cantaloupes, 2 raisins, 1 small dead bird.
We can use that. Whoa. We can use that.
Some that rice, my bird.
Some rice flour and some tzatziki sauce.
Tzatziki sauce. We take the rice flour. Let's take the dead bird.
No. Rest in peace. Wait.
Well, then I'm just going to try to sneak the dead bird, I guess.
I don't know. All right, so you've gone to the pantry. I need your final dish name.
Okay. And I take the 2 raisins.
So 2 raisins, flour.
2 raisins, flour, and goat balls.
We already have goat balls.
She was asking for the name of our dish.
Yeah, I need the name of your dish.
Oh, the name of our dish. Oh.
Goat
ball
saute. Come on.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Goat balls in the rough.
Yes, it's perfect.
Ooh. Ooh.
All right, Buff Boys, tell me how this brainstorming session's going. I need to know what you've settled on and if you're going to the pantry.
Well, we're going to grab those raisins.
Those 2 raisins. They grabbed the raisins. All that's left is 4 cantaloupes. Did you guys take the tzatziki sauce?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
So you have 4 cantaloupes and tzatziki.
Can I ask them for their other raisin?
You go to the team.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Can I borrow a raisin?
Sure.
Oh.
All right, so each team has 1 raisin.
I eat the raisin.
Teamwork. This is where we have problems. You don't ask. I am the boss.
I was just going to eat the raisin as a snack anyway.
Oh. What?
Well,
you can't take
I'm hungry. I'm to retreat.
Fair enough. I guess.
Thanks for your raisins, you guys. You're so generous.
You're welcome. Thank Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
So, dish name, Buff Boys.
That would be sweet meat berries.
All right, so sweet meat berries and some goat balls in the rough. Delicious. So, I'm going to need you guys to roll initiative for cook phase.
You do it.
9.
12.
I'm gonna roll for that.
Oh, 12. Right.
Oh,
so,
12.
Big bad boy nation. Start me off with your cook face.
Do you want to do the sauce and I'll saute the balls?
I'm definitely going to take care of the sauce. Yes. So I'm going to start squeezing the eye with my bare hands over a bowl.
I'm going to.
Kneading it tender.
All right, so I'm going to need you to roll an intelligence check so you can make sure that you don't over-knead.
7.
So you're kneading, you're like in the zone, and then you start thinking about how, Zil gave away that raisin without, asking first, and then all of a sudden it's a tough eye. It's a little over-kneaded. Some would say a little too needy.
I answer,
like
oh.
me.
I go to the sink and splash a little water on it.
Oh, God.
No one's looking.
So you splash a little bit of water on it to rehydrate it, I guess.
I'm trying.
All right, so it's soggy.
I guess I'm sautéing the balls in the fat. I don't really remember what we took from the pantry, which sucks.
1 raisin, flour.
Flour, and that's all we remember.
So that's all you got?
That's all we got.
Oh, okay, I sprinkle some flour into the meat mixture to make it...
All right.
Flavorful?
Roll a wisdom. have you gone to get any spices?
Oh, yes. Can I get, salt and... I didn't know there was extra spices.
There is salt, but it is in a 9-pound block.
Okay.
So you would have to work that out.
Is there a hammer nearby?
Is there, a tool to shave it off?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh. I pick it up and I throw it on the ground.
I cast magic missile at the salt. To break it up.
Okay. So, Griana, you pick up the salt block to throw it on the ground, and then Zil casts magic missile.
Should I roll for damage on the salt block?
Should I?
Yeah. Go ahead and roll me some damage on a salt block.
Okay.
I just have my salt block stats right here. Does it have to roll a wisdom saving throw?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's an auto hit. I don't have my yet.
It's an automatic hit.
I can't do basic math in this moment.
Can any of us?
What do you need to add?
9.
Did you have to add six?
I had to be like, 3 + 5, but +1?
Liz is graduating college.
Hello,
soon.
I'm graduating college. So you have, I would say, about rice-sized granules of salt.
Ooh.
A little chunky. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Put it in the sauce.
I'm not going to spend more time at it.
So all right, so you toss that into your mixture.
Putting in the meats.
Yes, you're putting it in with the meats and the rice flour.
That's true, I did do that.
So meats, rice flour, and salt in a sauté pan on what heat?
Medium.
Okay.
We're going to bring it to a boil and let it simmer.
You can't boil meat.
I put some water in it.
There's water in it. So when you pour water into it, the grease from the meat sort of floats to the top. You've got a sludge going. It's sort of browned because you're mixing meat and flour together. And then in it you see small chunks of salt. Now, Team Buff Boy.
This is how you handle the meat.
I'm going to head on over to you guys. What's going on?
I'm mashing the berries so I don't have to touch my meat. still uncomfortable.
As I'm waiting for the mashed berries, I'm just pre-massaging the meat, respecting the gnome that died for this delicious meal.
Thank you.
Do you say anything?
I just take a moment of silence and I look up.
All right, moment of silence. Thank you, gnome.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
So you're just getting nice and tender. All right, what's your phase two for cook?
We're gonna bake it.
We think, yeah, we're gonna.
All right, so you of the three ovens, you can see, not pizza ovens, I will clarify, you see that there is one that's very, very hot, one that's a little hot, and one that's only kinda hot. Now, that may sound confusing. I'm talking about strong, medium, and low.
Okay.
Which I could have said instead.
Phoebe, I think the grease monster would like a charred meat, so maybe we do the hottest oven.
Let's char that gnome meat. Let's char it up.
Char it up.
Let's get it nice and...
And you've put the gnome meat into balls, or you're cooking the slab that it came in?
Yeah, just the full slab.
Just the slab
of
charred meat,
yeah. So you're cooking the full gnome slab. You just slide that on into the oven. And so then we're heading into the last section of your cook phase. There's about 25 seconds on the clock. Not, that's a lie. There's about 45 seconds on the clock, so you have a chance to pull everything out before you start plating.
Okay.
I need your final touch. You guys have a final touch
before
plating?
You start
plating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I borrow a melon? Can I borrow, like, any scraps of melon?
You so can.
Thank you.
You so can.
Otherwise, I gave him the raisin.
Can I, wait.
Oh, yes.
Can I borrow the feathers of the dead bird you got?
Jesus.
Did you take the bird? No!
Let's just like rename our dish Death Soup because that's what it is, basically. It's just a meaty corpse soup.
All right, so you guys have gathered what you need for your final touches. Big Bad Boy Nation, will you run me through your plating? I need art.
What?
Every plating experience is an art
form. Oh, I thought you were
like,
roll for art.
I'm going to make you... You think I'm not going to make you roll for art?
No, I know. So, are we talking about what we're doing?
I need to hear your plating.
Okay. So, go first.
Okay, so the meat has been placed delicately onto the plate.
After we strained it.
And I drizzle the eyeball sauce over it. And what you don't know is I just cut the melon into the letters I heart you. And I put it around the top rim above the meat, and then I toss it, I slide it gently over to Zill.
And I use Minor Illusion to make our gross piece of meat look like a nice piece of lamb chop.
And then I use
prestidigitation to make it smell really nice.
Good.
Can I have some of that, you guys? That looks really good.
All right. So
thank you.
I'm gonna need to roll. Even though you prestidigitation did, I'm gonna need to roll for general artistry on this plating experience. So go ahead and roll. And I thought that was good. Do you think like a plus You know what? I'll give you a plus three.
Oh, hell yeah.
For the prestidigitation.
Is it? Oh, math? 16.
16. 16 on plating. Thank you. And then heading over to Buff Boys, yes. Run me through this art.
We take the meat out of the oven.
Yes, and I conveniently brought Tanglefoot butter with me that I pre-made.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not.
No, we would never joke about Tanglefoot, first of all.
Yes.
Second of all, we know what we're doing.
We did, and I am just, it's all melted and nice, and I'm just kind of drizzling it over.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little known fact about Dungeons & Dragons that in first edition, they did clarify that ghosts can get high. So,
hell yeah.
Go look.
And we're carrying that over into this game.
Yeah.
And I whisper to Brianna.
Brianna.
Brianna, I say, I'm going to get your grandpa super high.
Wait, did you guys... He can't, he's a ghost.
Exactly.
He can still get fun.
He can still have fun. Ghosts can still have fun. Yeah. And then I take the berry sauce we made and I drizzle it over the meat and I gently write RIP at the bottom of the plate out of respect.
And I take, I pluck the feathers from the bird and I gently place them around the plate.
And then the clock, 3, 2, final touches? Anyone?
Love.
Love. Love.
I blow a kiss.
I cast fog cloud.
You cast fog cloud. No? That sounds like a good use of spell slots, if you ask me. So a cloud of fog descends, sort of, as this timer goes off. And the timer also sounds suspiciously like a guitar noise. Anyways, you guys, you hear another pop. And pop, pop, Rorden Gramsay appears. And he says, bring the plates to me.
Okay. Come on.
Jeez, okay. Grandpa's so weird.
he turns towards Buff Boys and he says, what have you brought me?
We brought you sweet meat berries.
Pop, pop.
On a licorice skewer.
Yeah.
So no warning. Okay, that's fair. noted. So he pulls a spoon out of his chef's pocket. You know, the chef's pocket.
Yeah, like in my
And he pulls out a small carving of it, and he puts it in his mouth, and there's a very silent, judgmental chewing. It's almost like it's Thanksgiving and you've just started talking about politics. And then he goes, mouth sounds, just a lot of them.
Ugh.
And he says,
yum.
Big Bad Boy Nation, what have you brought me?
We have goat balls in the rough.
Yeah.
yummy.
So
slurp it up.
Tender. Good. Pop, pop. I know. Did you see the message that I wrote in Melon for you? Pop, pop.
Ah, you love me.
You were
my favorite grandchild.
I hurt you too, pop, pop.
Okay.
Whoa. Hey.
What?
Anyone who comes in here is family.
Fine.
Anyways, Brianna, I'd assumed this is something of the caliber you would bring me. Anyways.
Thank you.
And he pulls... And he...
It looks like a lamb chop.
It does look like a lamb
chop. And it smells like a lamb chop.
It looks and smells like a... But do ghosts. Anyways. And he puts a spoonful in it. And the magic is dissipated because that's how magic is. It's just an illusion. It doesn't become...
No.
Once the spoon descends, the illusion is corrupt.
No!
And he's jarred for a second. He goes, very Griana.
What?
And then he puts it in his mouth, and you hear a...
That's good.
And then
yum.
Sorry, you're making yum noises for him.
Yeah, he's saying yum.
We're
taking
the work away from you, Pop Pop.
And
yum.
And he says, "All right, I've made a decision. Big Bad Boy Nation, your plating was inventive. Buff boys. The drizzle was.
Thank you.
But the plating, it was good stuff, wasn't it?
But the plating was, something's just calling me back to it, your dish. And I can't put my finger on the what flavor that is, but something just really calls me to that dish. And so without, I think the one dish that can complete this magic cooking ritual, I think that it is the buff boys.
Yes. So, oh my God,
why don't we go ahead and we will get this dish to, and then the words stop coming out of his mouth because a very larger than life hand has descended from the ceiling.
Ma!
And it is picked,
what?
It is picked pop, pop up.
Pop,
and
pop,
he
pop.
Disappears for a second.
No!
And then you hear a falling sound and then something hits the floor. And it is the half-eaten body of Pop Pop Rorden Gramsci.
No. Is he okay? Oh.
And
is he alright? What? Is he gonna be okay?
And just as that happens, the walls begin to drip in a greasy-looking lava. Oh. And then you hear a voice go, I'm Gifieri, and I'm gonna take you to Flava Town! And so this giant 10-foot form appears, and it's Hawaiian shirted, khakied,
a 10-foot
visor, frosted tips, and there's lava and grease dripping everywhere.
Is that your grandma?
I'm gonna take you to.
No, that is not my grandma.
Not a healthy marriage dynamic. She ain't your grandpa.
Prepare to be greased.
Huh?
Fired.
Oh,
and chopped. No. And from there he pulls out this giant sword. I'm gonna need all y'all to roll some initiative.
Well, I'm very glad I wasted my two spell slots.
Yeah, I was fine with you.
I exploded.
I got a unnatural 20.
A natural 20, Zil. All right.
19.
19 on Kai. Good job.
What'd you get?
I got a nat 20.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
What'd you get, Griana?
Oh, I got a 2.
Good.
Oh, then I got a 5. Oh.
Oh, what an improvement. That'll help. And so this lumbering Gifiari beast is trudging towards you.
You must be the grease fire monster that my pop was talking about.
Phoebe, I need to know what's happening.
You know, I think in one form or another, I was always meant to fight Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri.
I'm sorry, Guy Fieri?
Guy Fieri?
Thank you.
I'd like to do an Eldritch Blast on him.
All right, so you do that.
I would love to.
Do you have your spell sheet pulled out?
I do, kind of.
All right, go ahead and roll. She doesn't sometimes. I'm not just like
that. And crit fail.
All right, so an Eldritch Blast is sort of a very chaotic kind of magic. And if you're not focused when you cast it, or maybe a little bit overexcited, then it can sort of accentuate the chaotic magic that's already in the room. And so the grease fire becomes a little bit greasier and a little bit more fire as your Eldritch Blast just bursts sort of in a ring around the room. You're lucky that none of your friends got hurt. Zil!
Sorry. Okay, so I have no spells left because we're playing as first level and I wasted them. Worth it.
It's good you're it's good that you're the magic user.
What kind of stuff is around me? Is there anything?
Cooking knives.
Knives.
Cast iron skillet. Three stoves. A cutting board.
Ooh.
Another block of salt.
I'm gonna try to.
One defeathered bird.
Okay.
I'm so sad.
I'm gonna try to push the salt towards him.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, so go ahead and roll me a strength check.
Yeah, I'm
push
gonna
some,
use,
actually, it's 9 pounds.
Mage hand
it's 9 pounds.
Me?
Yeah, you use mage hand to push the big salt block.
So Zill is pushing the salt 13. Into her.
Good move.
All right, so that salt useful is skills. That salt block is encroaching upon the grease fire demon. It's coming at a pace.
It's gonna get you.
Kai,
see.
Kai, what's your game plan?
Well, I go into rage.
Yeah!
Ow, ow! And in one very kind of sexy, swift movement, I spin, take off my apron, and throw it on the monster.
You're trying to smother the grease fire.
I'm trying to, yes.
All
yes.
right. You will get a smother bonus, but I'm going to need you to roll a dexterity check to see. You can roll like some acrobatics if you're trying to get fancy.
Okay. Okay, that would be a 14 on that dex saving throw.
All right, go ahead and roll me 1d8 and add 3.
Okay. Oh, that's not a d8.
Got it.
You're doing your
best.
Oh,
it's just a convenient d12. Don't
what
worry.
Do I add again? I'm sorry, I missed that.
To 3.
Oh, 10.
All right, so you are, now I need to know, are you trying, you're just throwing it on him, you're not doing anything to keep it there, correct?
No, I'm just dancing.
You're dancing?
Hell yeah.
It's all about hell style, yeah. You guys.
You know, some say fight is a dance, and so that's all the help I'm gonna give you. So you throw this on, it does manage to cover part of the flame, and you see it sort of die down, and then you see the flame is quickly coming back up to sort of eat that fabric. You're still wearing the rest of your clothes, right?
Please say
I'm not actually, please don't answer for legal reasons. So at this point, you feel a kind of rumbling, this 10-foot tall beast takes you all in, and then he goes, ha, ha, ha. The floor is flava! And the floor has started to give out and come seeping in is some lava. So I'm going to need everyone to roll a dexterity saving throw to see if you can get onto a counter in time.
Okay.
16.
15.
18.
18!
All right, you all get up on the counters in time. Jeez. Fine. All right, so you guys hop up onto your counters, and then he points at Kai, and he says, "You've been chopped." And then that's a critical fail. No.
Yeah, it is.
A slurp sub.
Now's not your time for a catchphrase.
You might want to
wait till it's dead. That's all I'm saying. And so he swings wide with this giant sword, and it swings so wide that it actually gets caught in the steel of the wall, and he can no longer pry it from the wall. So, Griana, it is your turn.
Okay. Hail of thorns.
Okay. You wanna?
Yeah. Fuck. Sorry. 8.
All right, so you take out your bow, you fire, it goes a little long, it hits a grease fire, and now
wait,
it's just.
I was supposed to go.
No, it's Griana's turn.
Oh.
I haven't gone yet.
You have two more people before it's your turn. You already went one. We haven't reached full initiative yet.
I don't know what's happening.
That's okay. I'll keep you. I'm not intimidated by your salt block. I'm not, like, keeping you long.
I have another plan, maybe.
Okay. Your arrow has burned into ashes, and it's gone kind of wide. Phoebe.
Well, okay.
I'm going to use my one precious spell slot and try not fuck up this time. I'm going to use Witch Bolt.
Ooh.
Okay. Walk me through what that spell does for people who do not know.
It's a beam of crackling blue energy that lances out towards a creature within range and hurts it real bad.
That's what that says. Yep. That's actually lifted exactly from the player's handbook.
Yeah,
that's right. Go ahead and do your rolls, babe.
Okay. Plus, 15? Yes.
That's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay.
I got a 12.
12 oh my damage. God.
12 damage.
Do you say anything cool? You haven't killed it, but is anything cool happening, or are you just really focused?
I'm just really intent on killing Guy Mary.
You know, stay humble. you don't want to say something cool than have it go horribly wrong, like when Liz just said slurps up. And that actually does bring us to Zil. Guy Fieri has sort of retracted a bit from this hit and is looking kind of stumbled. He's completely let go of his sword at this point. Zil, what's up? What's his plan?
Okay. Stay with me.
I love to hear that.
I'm going to cast Mending and mend his broken heart.
This is the best idea I've ever
heard. Something made him a demon, and I'm trying to fix that. Through the power of magic.
The creativity.
And then I pull a rabbit out from behind the salt block. Magic.
All right, so you've tried, you impress him with a magic, I'm not saying you impress him, you try to impress him with a magic trick, and then you cast Mending. I'm gonna need just a, go ahead and roll me a performance check to see how good pulling out that rabbit was.
Do math, so give me a minute.
Yeah, we'll be here.
I think it's gonna be a 13.
Yeah, so you pull a rabbit out from behind a salt block, and do you do anything with that rabbit afterwards?
It disappears.
It disappears, or it flies behind you and is eaten by a grease fire.
It's a fake rabbit, so it disappears.
That doesn't mean its death is any less graphic. And so Guy Fieri just
I don't mend his heart.
No. he looks at you and he says, "That's not Flava Town. Who hurt you?
Yeah.
Who made you this way?" I'm gonna guess the Food Network. Anyways, Kai, what's your next grand plan?
Question: are there oven mitts around?
You're gonna have to open some drawers, so
it takes too much time. All right, I grab. There's flour, right? Like a bag of flour.
There is some. They did not use all of the rice flour now.
Well, I am just.
I'm just worried because you asked about the flour.
You should keep dancing.
You know what? I'm just gonna take my whip and I'm gonna whip him.
Whip him real good.
While you're dancing.
Sorry.
Yes.
This is so hot. This is so hot right now.
Yeah. All right, some burlesque whipping. Great. That's what I think when I think Dungeons and Dragons. Go ahead and roll an attack. I love it so much.
Oh, that would be a 23.
That's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
7.
All right. That's starting. He's starting to look a little distressed.
Yeah, you better. Better.
What? Yeah. So you've managed to whip his visor off, and it flies off and that's one of his main sources of power. And it has fallen into a fire puddle, a grease, and before the grease seeps in, and then it sets aflame, and it started to burn. I'm gonna need. Oh yes. And then Guy Fieri is starting to lash out, and
as he does,
and he looks at. It's gotta be Kai again, because Kai's bringing the heat. How close are you guys? Are still a teammates, and you guys haven't moved much. So you hear him go, and you know, some say that it is a villain-like flaw to announce all your moves beforehand, but he goes, "Flava Spray!"
What?
And I'm going to need you guys to roll an additional... I get to roll. You don't get to roll good strength. I get to roll big hit numbers. Phoebe and Kai does a 16 hit.
No.
Yeah. All right.
That's okay.
All right, you are going to take 12 damage.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my god.
Our resident, just really beefy hit point wise warlock. You take that damage as a fiery flava spray hits you just straight in your heart and has begun to eat through your clothing.
This is where my story ends.
No, yep, you will not die on the clock. You will not die on the clock. Damn it.
That's a lot of paperwork. Griana, it's your turn.
So much. Okay, I'm kind of in a panic right now.
Right.
And I look at him and I look at Kai and I just rip my clothes. Whatever I can. I'm throwing it. And I say, your restaurant in New York is going to fail. It's going to fail.
Where's New York?
In U-Nork. It's going to fail in U-Nork.
In U-Nork? Fantasy New York.
In the fantasy world.
U-Nork.
Fantasy New York.
Okay. I'm glad that U-Nork is now canon. Thanks. So you're throwing your clothes on him. Go ahead and roll 1d6 and add 2 for putting out the grease fire.
Oh, a 5?
Okay. So that, okay. So you were starting to throw clothes onto him, and you see that the clothes that you're throwing on him are not being eaten by fire anymore. They are sort of permanently putting out the grease fire that's on his body. And his eyes look glassy and distressed.
Do I know you?
Phoebe.
Dad?
My chest is on fire and it's not heartburn for once. Jesus. I guess I'm level 1, so I can't do Spare the Dying on me or Pop-Pop or Hunger of Hadar, so I'm going to try and do another Eldritch Blast.
All right, go ahead.
Cantrip.
What?
That's a cantrip, so I can do that, right?
Thank you for your cantrip.
Cantrip.
What'd you get?
17.
17's going to hit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
I think it's 1d10. Oh, God, which one is that?
Ha-ha. I've been playing for years.
5.
Okay. Okay.
Did I kill him?
No.
Shit.
Don't worry, right. I have another plan.
So, an Eldritch
Thanks, Zil.
And it does involve salt. So, you hit him with this Eldritch Blast, and you know, it's fine. His shoulder blows off, and he only has one arm now.
Oh, fuck yeah, what? That's so cool.
And it becomes scarier, because now his face is beginning to melt, and sort of like it being Gifjari, any sort of recognizable sort of thing, and it's just becoming just a grease fire blob. Now, Kai. Nope. Zil.
Oh. Okay.
Great.
I have one of two ideas. I need you to pick a hand.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
Is magic happening?
The right one.
Okay. So, I punch him.
Yeah.
You know, with my +1 in strength.
I love me a wizard.
Well, I got, I got a 17.
All right. Yeah, you hit him. Go ahead and roll your unarmed damage.
5.
Okay.
I'm so mad.
He did.
With a single punch.
Oh.
With a single punch from Zil, our favorite wizard. You punch his form and his form disintegrates in a big Jackson Pollock across the wall behind him. A grease fire spread has been left. It's very sudden, it's very violent. Guy Fieri is now just a Hawaiian shirt on the floor in front of you. You have killed Gifjari, the grease fire demon.
And I say, and that's what you get for messing with Dad.
Oh! Good.
I would like to loot the shirt.
Put on the visor.
The visor's on fire still. So you you put on a visor that's on fire? Is that what you're telling me? So you do loot the Hawaiian shirt, Phoebe Valpip, and you do find several tasting spoons, and these are tasting spoons of grease fire, and they do have magical imbued properties that you can put any uncooked food into the spoon and it will become cooked.
Wow.
I've been eating grilled cheese for a year. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's just like queso night every night from now on. So the four of you are standing in this lava-ridden steel prison.
Well,
what a great corporate bonding
retreat. It is not what I expected, but oh, Pop-Pop, oh my God.
Are you still naked?
He's disintegrated. He? I don't know where you're.
Yeah, the lava has taken him.
Is your spirit still there?
I think it was time.
Well, this isn't what I expected at all.
Is Brianna naked? Didn't you throw your clothes at him? Would you like the shirt?
Can I have it, please, actually?
Are you naked?
I'm not all the way naked, no.
I like your bralette.
What?
It's a really cute bralette.
Thank you. I'm glad you noticed. I really appreciate you guys coming together and fighting as a team. I think that we can all put that into the meat shop and get us out of this meat drought. Don't you see? Don't you see what the family shack does?
The real work retreat was the Guy Fieri's we killed along the way.
Yes.
Right in here.
And with that, you guys begin to leave the steel prison that once had Guy Fieri, the grease fire demon from the ninth level of hell. And you head back out into the grand open world with much less grease, much less fire. And though you still had some work issues to resolve, it didn't feel so impossible anymore. Because you guys are a team.
Aww,
and that is the story of the Aronde corporate retreat. Thank you. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much. That was our story for you this evening. If you sort of liked what you heard, feel free to find us on wherever podcasts you choose to listen to. You can follow us on Twitter at Dungeons Dice, where we will be doing a C2E2 giveaway starting tomorrow. Mm. So get ready. But for now, thank you guys so much for listening
in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have fun on your next adventure. Ah!